Welcome everybody. Shir number 1237. We're learning today Lilinishmas Moshe Doif and Rabbi Zisel. Lilinishmas Blima Basra Moshe and Lurafu Shlema Chana Bas Esther Malka. Getting back to our Malacha of Choyresh plowing. Okay, so I just want to go through a few things from the Sefer Lamates Malachas in conjunction with brooms and sweeping that we've been talking about. So he talks about the problem of whether sweeping, we spoke about with the straw or a twig broom possibly on Shabbos, that's running into a problem because of the fact that it could break, the pieces will break off. Okay, but the bottom line is he ends off over here on page 257, does the Sefer Lamates Malachas. Most contemporary style brooms, however, are perfectly permissible to be used because they are made of flexible and durable bristles that rarely become detached during usage. So that's what he brings down. The bottom line is most contemporary style brooms that people do use are not a problem. And they are flexible. Bottom line, like we said, it doesn't have to be soft per se. It just has to be a flexible broom and won't break. So that's fine. Okay, and then he goes through the whole subject, which we're not going to go through it again. Obviously, the earthen floors, we said we don't sweep, but we'll talk about that where it would apply. But just as far as houses per se, we have to talk about the outside. But houses per se, he says, Lamaisa, that just bringing it down, you know, 1, 2, 3, sort of summing it up. Sweeping wood, sweeping tile or concrete floors is permitted in districts where most or all of the houses are built with wood or concrete floors, as is the case in virtually all the homes in the United States or other advanced countries, which is general public, you know. So that would not be a problem. Okay, now he brings the Sefer Shabbos home on page 252, brings from the Shmir Shabbos Gehilchasa, and he says like this, that sweeping, but what about the in a case in time where there's an area of a case in time where it's enclosed area, whatever the case is, there's no question of carrying, but could I sweep, let's say, in front of my house, sidewalk or something along those lines? Is that a problem? And even possibly if there's a sidewalk and then a little bit further down, there might be some dirt, you know, dirt patches or whatever. But in front of my house, it's all sidewalk, so what's the issue with that? So he brings from the Shmir Shabbos Gehilchasa that sweeping a paved yard in front of a house is permitted, would be allowed, even if the area beyond is earthen. In other words, a little further down, you have earth patches. But where I'm sweeping, and the paved yard in the front of the house would be allowed. That's how he brings it down from Shmir Shabbos Gehilchasa. So the pavement in front of one's house is deemed an extension of the house. Okay, so now the Sefer Yetzirah Halachos. Okay, Sefer Yetzirah Halachos, it brings like this, that in reference to the same subject, again, to our Simon Shin Lamed Zayin in the Sefer Yetzirah Halachos, Ois Yud Aleph. He says, first of all, you have to be careful if a person's yard is dirt, right? Is Eina Merutzif. In other words, it's not a hard ground like a pavement, so then you can't sweep there. You have to be careful that you can't sweep. So he says, Ulam Gam Achshav Bismanenu Ein Lahati Raka Kibud Besoich Bias Merutzif, only whereby it's hard ground. Avlim Eina Merutzif, then, or he says, so if the person has such a house where it's not, it's a dirt ground, which usually you're not going to find too much, but what you do find in the yard, he says, like a pathway, like a driveway or whatever, right? The person has, let's say, a driveway, a pathway, a yard or whatever, and then it's dirt, so that you have to be careful that you can't sweep. So he says there are those who want to answer that also, even though it's hard. In other words, the pathway, driveway, sidewalk, and so on. But then he does bring the Shmir Shabbos Gehilchasa, like we mentioned. V'im hu makom merutzef. In other words, if this driveway, the sidewalk in front of my house, again, in case in time where one could carry, there's no issues of carrying, there's an area of whatever, or the yard is enclosed, or whatever the case is. Not the carrying is not the issue. But so now let's say my sidewalk, the driveway, or the yard, or whatever. V'im hu Makom Merutzef, if it's stuck a regular pavement, right? Many people have pavement, backyard, sideway, driveway, whatever. Yesh lahatir l'chabdoi. B'Shabbos, that there are those who matter a person to sweep over there. And he brings this from the Shmir Shabbos Gehilchasa, like we said, like we mentioned. Demroiv bottom, just a quote on the bottom in Ois Chavches that he says, Demroiv from the Shmir Shabbos Gehilchasa, Demroiv bottom, Merutzafim, if most of the houses are Merutzafim, right, are this hard ground, Yeshlemet Gam Chotzer Merutzaf, that so those who want to say that also the Chotzer Merutzaf, if somebody has like a sidewalk, a pavement, that's the point over here, a hard pavement or wood or whatever, and possibly a porch or whatever, but it's hard. It's not a dirt ground. That it would also be nidoin kehemshech labayis. In other words, that's just like continuation of the house. When you have the sidewalk, when you have the driveway of the house or the backyard of the house, and it's also merutzef, and it's also hard pavement, wood, whatever the case is. Right, and it's a driveway, alley, sidewalk. So it's a hemshech of the house, as the Sefer Shmir Shabbos Kehilchos again brought down in also in the Sefer Reitz Halach. It's a continuation of the house, and one would be allowed to sweep over there also. But you do have to be careful if it's dirt, not to sweep over there, because that runs into a problem of having a psik reisha, or inevitably one will be moving the dirt around, like we said, clearing bumps on the dirt, or filling up holes, or so on. Okay, just two interesting thing from the Sefer Pesukei Teshuvos. He brings down, also just to end off, he brings down interesting the same thing from the Pesukei. He says, Poskei Zmanenu Bedinei V'Hamakilim, that one will be allowed to sweep, even though it's outside where it's regular, hard ground, continuation from the house and so on. He says, this applies sometimes by Yasukah. By Yasukah, a lot of times people have it on a Frat Besukah, She'oise B'chatzere. You have it on obviously, Yasukah many times people make on a hard ground, on pavement, or so on. So then it would be Negei Lamaisa, these type of things. You know, people eat, and now a person wants to sweep up. Could I sweep up? So if it's on a hard ground, so then it would be there's a lot of room to wiggle, if you want to say, and one would be allowed to sweep in those areas, but you have to be careful. Again, if it's dirt ground, not to sweep in those areas. Okay, we'll continue next time. Thank you for listening. Aslach and Baruch HaKol Tov.